it's Woody's Radio. Talk Radio. Hey, it's Woody Bear's Radio. How's it going, folks? Tonight we're going to have some special guests, Sounds of Rosemary. Now, this band is really good. I really like their music, and I'm going to be playing a couple of their songs that they wrote themselves. Here's one of them. Hello. How are you guys today?
I'm doing good.
Oh.
Hello.
And go ahead and introduce yourself to the crowd.
Lane, you want to go first?
Yeah, I was already starting. I'm sorry. What's up, Internet? I'm Lane Perez, and I'm like the lead singer of Sounds of Rosemary. What's up?
I am Justin Rogers, and I am the lead guitarist and side vocalist, backup guy of Sounds of Rosemary.
Yeah. And pretty much helps me out whenever I need a part, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of sound producer and everything like that, too. So.
Yeah, he's pretty much behind-the-scene guy.
And like I said, this band is really, really good. If you guys get a chance, you guys should really check them out. And it sounds Rosemary. So let's start with the questions. I really want to know more about you guys. So I'm going to start off with the first one, and it's what inspires your music?
I'm going to have to say marijuana. It's mostly like if I hear like something good, like I'll have a chord progression in mind, you know, and you know if I'm in my zone, you know, it'll just come out of me, you know, almost like from another realm, you know. So I guess life in general, you know, however my mood is, that's my biggest inspiration for the song that I'm writing, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
It kind of goes for the same for me, but marijuana isn't quite the word that I would like put into that. It's basically just like my mood and my emotion. Like whenever I'm trying to write a song, it's just how I'm feeling at the moment. Like sometimes I write a song about like some breakup that'll happen. Like for instance, if you go on my SoundCloud, it's You Look Up Forever's Not a Long Time. Like that's a song about a breakup. But then again, you'll go to another song. It'll be about, you know, like, you know, about my feelings and like how I'm confused about my life and how it's going to, like, handle me in the future. Like,
yeah.
There's, like, I'm Confused. If you go on our SoundCloud, I got a song in there called I'm Confused.
Yeah.
See,
I think
I checked
that one out.
Though, I think another thing is, though, is it's also, like, sometimes we'll go to write a song and we're looking for a certain aspect. Like, we're looking for, like, complex chord progressions or we're looking for lyrics that are, like, double meaning, you know?
That's
also another thing that we
we'll put out a good like meeting. We'll have something that makes it sound like we're trying to say something, but like subliminally we're actually talking about something totally different.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is I want people to like have to analyze my music. I want people to look at my music like they do Shakespeare and get like multiple different meanings from it, or like to see the beauty in my words, or, you know, not just a pretty la-la-la song, you know, because half the stuff on the radio is just pretty music, you know? And that's not what I want.
Yeah.
I want a message. I want pretty music. I want, you know, it to hit on all tones and all levels for, like, respect, you know? That's the biggest thing.
I totally understand that. I mean, you definitely want your work of art to be a work of art, not just some fancy
not just
beat
a song.
And
yeah.
Random words. All right,
yeah.
So I'm going to get to question two. What do you guys think your biggest struggle is as a musician?
Honestly, I'm going to say, like, songwriting itself. Like, chord progressions, they could be the easy part. Everybody knows a few chords that can throw together and it sounds pretty cool. But writing the song itself and making it sound like the actual song with the chord progression, I think that's the hardest part is just writing the song itself. Like when you're trying to, you can't find the actual words to put in a song, what you're really trying to say. I mean, sometimes it'll come to you easily. Like, you know, for instance, Lane, he'll play his chord progression and then he'll just say what's on his mind and he'll sing it.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it'll become a song.
Use out, yeah.
Like, for instance, we wrote a song called Unbridged in the Line, and Lane basically came up with the first verse just on that type of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Honestly. Yeah, and that whole concept for that song was just mimicking A Day to Remember. We were like, we pretty much jacked the chords of Day to Remember.
I love A Day to Remember.
Yeah, man, they're hella good. But we pretty much jacked all the chords. Except we changed it.
They're balancing like three different genres in one song. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, there's very few.
But I think the hardest aspect has to be finding inspiration. Because I don't think music is like, I think it's something almost supernatural. It's not a normal thing, you know. That's why only certain people can sing. That's why only certain people can compose music. You know, that's why there's only a few Beethovens. There's only, you know, a few Beatles, you know. I think you really have to be in tune with that, you know. I think getting in tune with that nature, the musicality of everything, you know, I think that's probably the hardest part is just finding the inspiration for it and having it all come out, you know, because I like writing songs to where it all comes out in 15 minutes, you know. I don't like, if I work on a song for more than, you know, 2 days, I probably won't even keep the song, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the hardest part for me anyway. But Justin's right, you know, recording, it's people don't realize, you know, how much work you really have to put into your music if you care, you know, if you really care and you think you have something, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree. Okay, so the next question, what is your guys' favorite song that you wrote as a team, like together? You both
well,
can agree on.
Technically, me and Lane only wrote one song together, and that was Unbridged in the Line, but like, there was other songs we worked on like as a team, like for one.
Yeah.
We both did My Love, but like the thing is, Lane did all the lyrics and stuff, and he basically wrote the chorus. And that was his song. I got a hold of it.
Yeah.
Then like, I came up with the solo. I came up with, like, arrangement for it. I came up with an ending and, like, the bridge and everything.
Yeah.
But, like,
and, like, and also, like, there's a song called, like, All I Wanted. Like, all I had was the first verse for it. And then, like, I'm on our SoundCloud, it's just one verse because that's all I got to record. But, like, there's actually two verses, and he, like, helped me out with that and the second guitar part, you know. It's, like, it really is, like, it's like, kind of like I'll write a song, I'll have a concept, but I'll bring it to him, you know, and I'll be like, hey, what do you think of this? And then I'll be like, but I don't like this part. Can you try to add something to it? And it's just, like, I think it's just that me and Justin got a good blend, you know. We know what each other like, and we know.
You know, we have great chemistry, honestly.
Yeah,
but, like,
that's really what it is.
Like,
you know,
honestly, my answer would be, like my favorite song, you know, from our SoundCloud, my favorite song would be, it would have to be Unclaimed, honestly, because, for one, Unclaimed is just an amazing song. It's hauntingly beautiful, as me and Lane both put it. Like, that's, like, the only adjective we can get to. It's hauntingly beautiful. Like, so, the lyrics just come together so great with the music that is played.
Honestly, the crazy thing about that, though, is that's my first song I ever wrote, bro. That's crazy.
Exactly.
See, I wouldn't even agree to that, because I think that song is simple. Like, when I listen to it, I'm like, that's the simplest chord progression I ever wrote, you know?
When I
hey,
like,
isn't it
yeah,
funny
well,
how
man.
It works that way?
Yeah, it is. It's crazy how it works that way, you know?
I got a song called Bound to Fall, and it's like a four-chord chord progression for chorus, everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loves it. Everyone loves it.
yeah.
But for me, I hate playing the song because it's just too simple, and I played it so much, and, you know, it's just like, come on, I want to play one of my other songs with more breaks in it and this and that, you know?
Yeah.
You get
there's
almost
more
like
technicality
bored.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
What song do you guys want me to play first? What do you want to show the crowd first?
I think Demons, that'll showcase kind of what we're really about, like the kind of style and
yeah, like it'll
our true
really
talent.
Like, the alternative in our sound, like the acoustic alternative to our sound.
Yeah, because Demons is not like anything people have heard. It's not like anything on the radio. I don't think so. Anyway,
I've never heard a song like that where like people randomly just go from like head to falsetto to chest. I don't know.
Yeah, what do you think, Blake? You think it's pretty original?
I think it's pretty original. I say let's show the crowd what you guys are working with here. So we'll be right back after this song. It's called Demons by The Sounds of Rosemary. Hope you guys enjoy. Really quick song, but I really, really love the song.
Yeah, but the reason why it's so short is because when I wrote it, it's not supposed to be, it's supposed to be poetry. It's not supposed, it's like almost, the music just heightens the emotion of what the words are really saying. Like when I wrote that, it's like, I want you to like, if I write my lyrics down, it looks like a poem, you know? It's like just every aspect of the song just bleed emotion, you know? That's why when I wrote it, I didn't feel like it needed another verse. I didn't feel like it should be longer because it's just, I don't know, it's just supposed to just completely capture an emotion I was feeling. You get what I mean?
I think it is perfect. I really feel the depth of that song. It really, like, hits off, really just, something that everyone can relate to. It's an excellent song.
I mean, the first time I heard it, I was like, Lane, we need to put this on SoundCloud. Like, we need to. People need to hear this fish. Like,
I don't know, man.
I mean, I fell in love with it the first time I heard it, too. I mean.
Yeah. That is a very good song.
Yeah, I was so drunk when I wrote it, though.
That's very good.
Do you guys have any special thing you do before a show, like for good luck or like to make your vocals sound better? Or I mean,
absolutely.
We don't really have a ritual thing that we do, like something that's routine or anything. But like before a show, like either I'll show up at Lane's place or Lane will show up at my place, and like we'll both drink some lemon juice or something like that. We're going to be drinking a lot, like a lot of water, a lot of lemon juice, you know, just to clear up the throat, stuff like that.
I usually use warm water, and then I take a lemon wedge and put that in the water, and I gargle it and, you know, then swallow it. And just, it's a whole process to loosen up my throat. But also just warming up, just playing with Justin. We'll go over songs, you know, just talk
like,
about different parts. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll even add a last-minute thing, you know?
Yeah, well, that happens a lot. Like, with My Love, like, one of our other songs, we add so much to it. Like, before we perform it live, we always, like, run through it, and we're always like, maybe we should do this, you know? And we just do it, you know? Whatever.
Yeah, like,
whatever.
Like, the recording that we're going to listen to in a bit, it does not have that last little bit that we put in. Like,
yeah, on our live shows.
Yeah.
So you give some people to come out and the reason to see you guys, almost like a hidden track. that people look forward to every time.
It's basically like me and Landon have been saying, we're like 100% original. Like, we'll have some covers, though. We'll do some covers. Like, we got some Day to Remember covers on there. We got I got a Bob Dylan cover up on there.
I got a Maroon 5 cover and some Beatles songs, I think.
I also noticed you guys covered Rude by Magic.
We got one Green Day song up there. Yeah, we just got a lot of covers, man. But
I think you have a lot of covers.
Overall, me and Landon are just 100% original because, like, whenever we do cover the songs, it sounds like our song sometimes, except for maybe if it means a lot to you. Like, we'll do that, like, completely, like, then.
Yeah, that's a good – but see, that's the key. When you're first starting out, the main key is you want to give people something that they know or, you know, something that will catch their ear. Like, hey, I know this song.
Yeah, you're right.
And then – and it catches the attention. So one person sparks and they go, oh, well, listen to their cover, guys. And then they show their friends and then they start getting into your original music. And, I mean, that's like one of the oldest tricks in the book.
Like, people can tell you're a really great musician, for one, because, like, for one, you'll appreciate music that other people appreciate. Like, some people may not appreciate it, but, like, you know, when I hear that coming from you, Blake, that kind of makes me know that you're a really great musician because you know that.
Yeah, because, because when you said that, I was thinking, do you know who Aaron Lewis is from Stained, the lead singer of Stained?
Yeah.
Because I heard an interview with him, and he was talking about how, you know, the song, what's that one big hit they had? Not right here, but it's been a while. He used to play that in bars before he got famous. He had that song for years, and he used to play it in bars, and it was just some song no one would ever give him attention, you know? He said no one ever would recognize it. People would boo him off the stage playing it, you know? And then finally he got famous off of it, and everyone's like, oh, I know that song, oh, you know? And it's like, it's just crazy, you know, how people don't appreciate originals, you know? People don't, you know?
Ever.
They only want to hear what they know, especially, like, in a bar environment or, you know, or, you know, anything, unless you have a foundation, like a song someone can sing along to, it's so hard. It's so hard to get recognition.
Exactly. Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous.
So have you guys ever wanted to give up on playing music? And if so, what is the one thing that stopped you from doing it? What kept you going?
Honestly, there were a few times I wanted to stop. And that's basically because, you know, I didn't really believe in myself all that much. Like, I was like, dude, I just suck. Like sometimes I'll just think that, like, you know, because, you know, I'm not that great a singer, honestly. I'm going to tell you that straight up. I'm not going to brag about my singing or anything. But, you know, I will hit some notes. I can hit some notes. And, you know, Lane knows this. Sometimes he doesn't want to admit it, but he does.
He can lay down a harmony.
I can lay down a really great harmony. I can put a foundation there, you know. But, you know, when it comes to writing music, I know I can write some good music.
Yeah.
But, like, lyric-wise, I'm no poet. I'm no poet. And, like, you know, sometimes when people can't write a song, it'll get to them. When it takes them, like, a month just to write a verse, it'll get to them. It'll get to you.
Hell, yeah. You know? That's a month to write a verse. Damn.
Like, Lane even told me, like, dude, like, why do I even do this? Like, he came up to me one day, like, dude, I just suck. Why do I do this? And I was like, dude, you're, like, amazing. You shouldn't be, like, doubting yourself on, like, you know, the music you write, because you write some really great music. And, you know, I do, too. I mean, I'm Confused is a great piece.
Yeah.
And
well, I think you guys are excellent.
Thank
exactly.
You, Blake.
People
you
can relate
to that.
I'm
on the show, bro.
And, you know, the thing that just brought me back is just, Not really anybody just convinced me to keep doing it, but, you know, I know that I'm good at what I do, no matter what people say. Like,
yeah, honestly,
you gotta,
you're right. That's what keeps me going, too, is that self-hurt.
And everybody knows.
I guess I'm a little conceited because I love the sound of my voice, and I think that's what keeps me going.
You do have a good voice.
I just love the sound of my voice. Like, I don't know, I'm not trying to sound conceited. Now I feel like I sound like a douchebag, but whatever. You know, I'll admit it right now. I love the sound of my voice. Like, I sing all the time, constantly, 24/7, you know? So,
the first time I'm playing, First time I saw Lane in PE, I was like, dude, why does this dude keep singing? Like,
damn.
He's got an amazing voice. Like, sometimes knowing what's it, but sometimes he'll be like, Lane, where did that come from? No?
I think Lane was just annoying.
So we're going to cut to this next song in it, and it's called My Love?
Yeah,
My Love. Yeah.
All right. So we all hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's more a beat. This one isn't as depressing. This one's actually like a love song, you know? So.
And that was My Love by Sounds of Rosemary. Oh,
good.
God, that was a good song.
Oh, thank you. It's a head bobber, for sure.
Yeah, it really
is. I mean, I was just bobbing my head right now. Like, I can't believe I was part of that, you know? You get one of those moments, like.
Really something to vibe to right there.
Yeah,
but with that, I said really something to vibe to. But with
it does. It's that beat.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of running out of time here, but I wanted to end this with one last question. And I wanted to say, who is your favorite musician of all times?
Paul motherfucking McCartney. Straight up. Paul McCartney. I'm pretty Paul McCartney, there's something just crazy. Like, when I hear Blackbird, when I hear, like, Martha Deer, when I hear music that I know only he wrote, you know, like, no collaborations, he's the better of the Beatles. Like, he's just, Paul McCartney, and he's just crazy, man. It's just amazing, the shit he's been able to lay down. And his legacy, you know, just complete respect, you know, for that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He's just amazing to me. Anyway.
What about you, Justin?
Honestly, I'm stumped. I can't really say that I have a favorite. I mean, there's just so many great musicians out there. Like, if I really wanted to say, like, if I really had to pick out, like, a certain, you know, guy or gal or whatever, I think it would have to be, Bob Dylan, honestly. Because, you know, Bob Dylan, you know, he was one of those civil rights guys. He was always
he's eccentric.
Yeah, he was always there during the concerts, the peace concerts and stuff, like, especially, like, the song hits these times are changing, and All Along the Watchtower, you know, songs like those, like,
yeah,
that's
a great
song to me, because, you know, I'm very, you know, I'm more of a hippie than I am anything, you know. I don't really fight anybody. I mean, I did once in high school.
I don't believe that. Justin, you squab.
I'm
going to
talk about this right now, Lane. We'll talk about this later. I'll tell you how I destroyed the space and everything.
Well, hey, I wanted to say thank you guys for coming out. Thanks for your time and all. And, hopefully we'll have you back on here pretty soon. Let me know when you guys come up with some new stuff, and I'll get you back on here.
Hell yeah, Blake. Honestly, it was badass, man. It was hella chill.
Yeah. Of course. I'm going to want to come back. I'm going to want to come back because this is fun.
Chilling
and talking about, you know, like the coolest things ever, you know?
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to stay on the line, next up is one of my friend's bands, very good band. They're called NOK, it stands for No One Knows, and we're going to close out with a little bit of that.
All right, well, I just want to let everyone know that marijuana is a drug, the medicine, it cures cancer.
Yeah, and you can look these guys up on SoundCloud, right?
Yeah, see, we have a SoundCloud. It's Sounds of Rosemary, all one word.
Sounds of Rosemary, all one word. All right, guys.
Sounds of Rosemary, all one word, yeah.
And make sure you follow us. Like, shout out to DJ Swiftkiller. He's a great DJ. I love him. He was talking some real good stuff last Thursday on Stoner Thursday. Just letting you know, DJ, I was listening, man.
All right. Hopefully,
right,
DJ
shout out to Blake.
Shout
out for letting us on the show.
Yeah, no problem, guys. All right, well, we're going to close out our show. I hope you guys have a good night. Stay on the air if you guys want to listen to a little bit of NOK.
Oh,
much
yeah, man,
love,
for
guys.
Sure. For sure.
Our air's out. What's that?
syringe. Standing on methadone, she's offered.